Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Here tonight it's Ian,
Nikki,
and it's Bonnie.
We still have Dave Ridley on the line with us from Ridley Report over at RidleyReport.com. He's back in New Hampshire and had called in tonight apparently about a police chief who has resigned from her job after a questionable arrest, or at least one questionable arrest in Northampton, New Hampshire. The chief, named Catherine Moan, has suddenly announced her retirement all of a sudden after this investigation was kicked off regarding an arrest of a woman who was 67 years old sitting in her own living room drinking. They arrested her.
How old was she?
Being drunk. 67-year-old Colleen Loud was the woman's name. And Ridley, you were calling in to bring this to our attention. What else did you want to share about it?
I have a correction. She didn't exactly refuse the breathalyzer. It says, the article says, quote, she was reluctant to submit a breathalyzer test in her own home. Facing an ultimatum from Johnson, she agreed, unquote. Johnson.
Always say no.
He was there at the risk.
And yeah.
The blood,
well, she never should have talked to him in the first place. So
yeah.
She made two key mistakes. Yeah. The first one was opening the door to speak to the police when they came around asking about an accident that had happened outside, which seems relatively innocuous, right? Like, yeah. I mean, it's generally...
Yeah, yeah. Like a normal person might just... I mean, like a normal person, like not a libertarian who doesn't know their rights very well, might just be like, oh, yeah, they just need help and I'm just going to help, like, because... I can tell them what I saw.
Right. What's the harm in talking about an accident?
I don't know. These are predators that are looking for their next hit or whatever of attacking people.
Right. And then the next mistake was telling them anything about herself and what she was doing. It would be one thing to say, yeah, I, you know, saw this car hit that car and then shut up. But yeah. No, she tells them what she's been doing. She's been having a hard lemonade and sitting at home watching television, etc. And then she blows a .86. So she was above the legal limit for driving, so they took her into custody, even though she was sitting at home.
I mean, the first red flag there, I mean, it's not the first red flag, but why would they ever need to take a breathalyzer when she's not... suspected of doing anything.
Or suspected of, like, being about to leave the house.
It's crazy.
I mean, that wouldn't make any sense. But who's in danger? Because even if she was, like, the drunkest person on earth,
yeah, she's like
home.
Watching TV or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, these cops probably get at least that drunk when they're off duty.
Oh, absolutely.
In their own homes.
So apparently, another thing is that when they got in there, they said, well, they think that her house is too dirty. They started taking a bunch of photographs. They did a search without a warrant.
No, that's completely...
The article does not say what they charged her with, though.
Well, it looks like they protective custodied her, PC. So at one point, the officer Johnson, the sergeant that was in charge of the investigation, told his officer that he needed to PC this person. And that is a stupid law that basically allows the police to arrest you but not charge you with anything.
Yeah.
They take you away from your liberty for a night, and they let you sit off being drunk, essentially, in the local county jail. And then they... let you out the next day.
They'll do that to people who are, like, sleeping in their cars.
Mm-hmm. What did she blow?
.086. So above
the
legal
limit. And they PC'd her.
That's correct. For being in her own home. Normally,
that's not even that drunk.
It's not. And normally the reason you would PC somebody, the sort of the classic example of, like, if you ask the question, well, why do you need to have the PC law? The classic example is, if you're so drunk
that you're a harm to yourself or somebody else.
You could be putting
yourself in danger by you're walking down the street, but you're so drunk, you're like stumbling into the actual street, so some car could hit you.
Yeah, it's like sectioning someone. Yeah,
we're gonna put you into a cage to make sure you survive the night because you're too drunk to be able to even like take care of yourself. Find your way home. You're gonna be a nuisance. You're gonna end up puking on somebody's front driveway and passing.
Which you're gonna have to blow a lot more than a .086. That's like normal amounts of drunk.
Yeah, it's crazy. So anyway, she resigned over this, right, Ridley? This whole investigation.
Apparently, there was a pattern that the Board of Selectmen, I think it's called, that runs the town. Mm-hmm. They were claiming that there was some other incident where she was upset because her officers failed to arrest a Board of Selectmen member. Right? Mm-hmm. So there was a conflict with her going too hard after the Board of Selectmen, maybe, mm-hmm. or one of the members, and that may have been what caused this to develop into an internal conflict within the town. And they said that they were claiming that there was like a pattern where, quote, Monet would rather get sued for taking action than not.
This is the chief, Monet.
A police officer told investigators with Municipal Resources, Inc., unquote. That's from the article.
Well, she's not going to get sued, right? Like the town would, maybe. But she's not going to face any kind of consequences. But I guess she didn't want to deal with any of it because she's resigned at this point. You know, the question is she going to pop up again somewhere else? Is she going to end up being... Go ahead.
According to the article, she's ended her law enforcement career, or at least it indicated that.
Well, at least the good news is hopefully we're not paying her pension since she ended her career early, presumably. So that's the one perk, I guess, out of all this. Ridley, thanks for sharing.
What can we do to make the cops go too hard after, like, the selectmen in all towns or some other, like, city councilor or something?
Well, if you exist, you might as well do something good for humanity.
Pitting them against each other. Well, that is good. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, if a cop was, you know, irritating a city board member, whatever the heck they're called in Keene, and then the board or whatever the heck it's called was like, yeah, you know what, we need to investigate the cops, we pit them against each other somehow.
Yeah,
that'd be
it's
great.
Like modern day cockfighting.
Ridley, thanks.
Except more dangerous.
Thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for bringing the story to the forefront. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Gigi. She's on the line in South Carolina. Go ahead, Gigi.
Good evening, everybody. Hey. Hi, Miss Nikki.
Hi, Gigi. How are you?
I'm doing very well. My husband and I ate delicious homemade matzo ball soup that I cooked all day today for Passover. So to all my fellow Jewish listeners, happy Passover.
Yeah, happy Passover.
Thank you so much, dear. Regarding what the gentleman was just talking about with the host this evening, first and foremost, the law regulating what measurement in a breathalyzer the alcohol registers as refers specifically to being behind some type of vehicle. Now,
well, that's only DUI. Yeah. Protective custody, apparently, they can just arrest you in your own
home. However, a good, sharp defense attorney is going to make it very clear in court that this woman could have registered 6.8 on a breathalyzer. She was in her home.
The problem is she hasn't been charged with anything, so there's not going to be a court date. I don't know if she could bring a civil case against.
Yes, I think she could, yeah.
Yes, she can.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know how
However,
protective custody statutes are written.
Pardon me?
I don't know how widely the protective custody statutes are written. That's the problem here.
Yes, that's a very good point. But again, I stand by what I just said. A sharp defense attorney will know the proper verbiage in which to aggressively advocate on her behalf.
Sure. Well, this lady hasn't apparently cleaned her house in 10 years, so
I don't know how much
money she's got on hand.
That is a separate issue.
Well, it's an issue.
Also,
we can't afford to pay the attorney.
But why did they take pictures of the inside of her house, too?
I don't know.
Maybe they're trying to...
He opened the door. It was known as in plain view sight. And so that gives them probable cause to further look and say, not only do we smell the booze on her breath, but we want to know how much and look at the filth she lives in.
Yeah, they're like building a case against her.
Snowballs. You know, the probable cause is increasing as the door is open.
Like, yeah, like she can't take care of herself, but whatever they had to prove. But they
like
wouldn't end up having proven anything.
Like said many, many, many months ago, don't open the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
at the very least.
That's the best thing that I think a lot of people can do in situations.
The reason why
place.
I actually called this evening, ladies and gentlemen, is because if I hear... on the radio, if I see on the TV or read in my local paper one more time about Trump, I swear to God, I'm going to bust a vein.
Well, it was nice knowing you, Gigi, because they're going to keep it up.
I care more about how my fellow, I don't want to say citizens, but men and women who live in this country and who work and try to put gas in their car and put food on the table and their credit card interest rates have gone crazy or try to go buy a car or their rent goes sky high because of this damn inflation. I care more about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so should Congress.
Well, I think they want to pretend like they care about it, but they don't honestly really care because they're not trying to make government smaller. They're not trying
they're
to
trying
lower.
They're trying to make $1 million.
They're not trying to lower spending.
Off of everybody's misfortune and misery, it's a disgrace.
Yeah.
It seems like it.
Well, again, this is another reason why people tune out. I mean, you were talking earlier, Nikki, about people not being aware of what's going on. It's like, well, how many times can you read the same story over and over again about Donald Trump? I mean, it's just
obsessive. You know how many times people have told me, like, I wanted to start paying attention to what's going on, so I started listening to the news. And it's just like, man, what a bad place to start. I mean, the news, it's like, that won't tell you what's going on.
I guess that's some people when they're like, oh, I want to be more aware of my surroundings and what's going on, and I want to get into politics, maybe. That's all they can think of is the news. And
well,
now
what
that
else
I,
should they do?
I mean, now that I think of it, like, even for, like, good articles to bring, like, for show prep, I have to kind of deep dive the internet. Like, I have to go to, not alternative sources of information, but...
You gotta skip through all the garbage, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Sure. I gotta really look to find something good.
I remember many months ago the captain once said, and I'm quoting him, he said to all of us listening, think globally, act locally. That was so perfect.
Well, the news is just the propaganda that they want you to know about, right? So, yeah, you do have to dig around.
It's nauseating.
Gigi, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You might have to take something for that. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. But you can't blame somebody for being nauseated by this situation that they are presented with and just, you know, throwing up their hands in frustration and saying, you know what, I'm just going to tune out entirely. I got better things that I can be focused on.
This is what I mean by it's like the worst place to start. It's like, I think that you should start with the basics of, like, figuring out the reality of this world before you just jump into, I mean, before you, like, look at a news article. Because I remember wanting to figure out what was going on, quote unquote, and being like, I don't know where to start, because I remember the feeling of, I hate not knowing how to tell if a thing is true or false or what they're trying to get me to believe. Like, I want to be able to have a foundation of, so I just started looking up little, basically little kid to, like, elementary school books about logic so I can think for myself at
That's a great idea. That's good advice.
And then if you see something, you can think of it in a certain, you can think of it in a different way. You don't have to just absorb it all, whatever they want you to absorb, you know?
Well, that's a good point, because say if we're talking about economics, right? We're talking about the state of the economy. How, if you don't understand anything about economics, what is the point of even reading a news article? Or if you're not able to, you can't process it, and even if it's garbage that, you know, maybe isn't true, if you don't have the logic and the reasoning to kind of sort through it.
How will you know what's true?
And then things just, like, start opening up for you when you start reading. Like, you start having a conversation with someone, and then you're like, where did you get that? Where are you getting this information? It's interesting. Then you'll see what they have been reading and where they got it, and I don't know, things just start to open up for you when you're looking for it.
So I've never actually looked at the protective custody statutes, but I do have it pulled up here at Section 172B3 in the New Hampshire RSAs, and it says that whenever a peace officer encounters a person who, in the judgment of the officer, is intoxicated, as defined in, and then they give another section, the officer may take such person into protective custody and shall take whichever of the following actions is, in the judgment of the officer, the most appropriate to ensure the safety and welfare of the public, the individual, or both. So then they give three
different
options.
It starts off just saying anytime they encounter someone who is drunk. So that opens it up right away to in their own house. Or anything.
Intoxicated, so the definition of intoxicated in the statute.
In a restaurant.
A condition in which the mental or physical functioning of an individual is substantially impaired as a result of the presence of alcohol in his system. So it's all up to the officer
so that
to
could
decide.
Mean anything.
And it doesn't matter if they're with someone that's going to drive them home or anything. It doesn't say anything about that. So
no,
the officer.
No, it doesn't. So they have three options. They can do one. Or A, assist the person if he consents to his home, an approved alcohol treatment program, or some other appropriate location. So, again, if you find somebody in the street and they're too S-faced drunk to be safe, they have the option to just take them home. They have the option to deliver them to their parents' house or to their, you know, loved one's house or whatever. Option B, however, is to release the person to some other person assuming responsibility for the intoxicated person. So in that case, it would be a person, maybe a drunk, you know, designated driver or
still
something
up to
like
them.
That. And then C, which is, I suspect, the most common, lodge the person in a local jail or county correctional facility for the said person's protection for up to 24 hours or until the keeper of said jail or facility judges the person to no longer be intoxicated. So that is the protective custody statutes. It does go on to some extent, but that's the basic concept.
It sounds like they were just trying to harass her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like maybe she said something they didn't like.
She told them she didn't see the accident, apparently. So there was an accident nearby her home, and they went knocking on doors to see who witnessed it. And
yeah.
She told them she had not seen anything, and maybe they didn't believe her, or...
It sounds like they probably, and I'm making a ton of assumptions, but what probably happened was they thought it was her. They are trying to build a case against her, so they took her into alleged, you know, protective custody until they could try to arrest her, and then came up with nothing, and then had to release her eventually.
Yeah, could be, and it could have just been a fishing expedition of.
Could have been like you know something as simple as they had to drive all the way over here for this crash thing, and they hit a dead end, didn't find out anything about the crash.
They wanted to come back with somebody.
We're gonna get something out of this. Yeah, it was outside the town from the police station or something.
Maybe they thought they were gonna find some stuff when they were photographing the house, like a bong or who knows what else they were. What was in mind, but that was it. That's the story. So if you want to join the show here, the number is 603-283-6160. Nikki, you had a story tonight.
I do.
About an AI company, supposedly.
Yeah, Clearview.
Speaking of the police, they're doing some bidding for a police department or some sort of agency of the police, and they're snatching up, I don't know, gigabytes, terabytes of data of people's photographs from Facebook.
Yep, so it's Clearview AI scraped 30 billion images from Facebook and other social media sites and gave them to cops. It puts everyone in a perpetual police lineup. This is from businessinsider.com. Let's see. So
scary.
I'm not on Facebook, so says everyone.
But if you've ever had a Facebook.
Oh, ever. Okay.
I mean, that's still out there in internet land.
No, but
you can't.
I just wonder if this specific company did all Facebooks ever, or like the ones that...
I'm sure if they only have 30 billion photos, I'm sure probably not. I'm sure you might be safe, but...
It would depend on when they did the scraping, if your account was still active at the time.
I deleted it completely in 2020.
I don't know.
Hard to say.
So a controversial facial recognition database used by police departments across the nation was built in part with 30 billion photos the company scraped from Facebook and other social media users without their permission. The company's
They didn't need it.
Yeah, they didn't. Probably. Yeah, it's probably in the terms and conditions.
Well, it doesn't matter what the terms and conditions are. The information's there. It's Scraping, for listeners that don't know, is just an automated process where a robot program goes down a web page and just grabs certain relevant information from it. And this was,
I mean,
just
it's not illegal
saving
to screenshot a
no,
Facebook
of course
page.
Not. So yeah. It's just, you know, Facebook would say, oh, well, you violated our terms of service, because there's actually probably a term of service that says you can't scrape.
Yeah.
But that can't prohibit you from doing it. And, you know, how do you prove who scraped your website? I mean, it just looks like any other bot going through the site.
Yeah.
And, like, there's all kinds of web crawlers, right? So, mm-hmm. like, whenever you go to Google and you search a thing and it comes up with responses, that's because Google has a robot script called a web crawler that goes through the web, and it follows every link, and it goes and it you know, it copies information on every single page that it can access on the internet. This is doing the same thing, except it's doing it specifically to Facebook, and it's doing it with the images on Facebook. I mean, if you want to copy all of Facebook's data that's available publicly, there's very little they can do to stop you from doing it.
I mean, clearly not.
Yeah.
So the company's CEO recently admitted creating what critics called a perpetual police lineup, even for people who haven't done anything wrong. The company...
Ah, but you might someday.
Exactly. And I mean, that's kind of what they always do,
mm-hmm.
so it doesn't even matter. The company Clearview AI boasts its potential for identifying rioters at the January 6th attack on the Capitol, saving children from being abused or exploited, and helping exonerate people wrongfully accused of crimes. But critics point to privacy violations and wrongful arrests fueled by faulty identifications made by facial recognition, including cases in Detroit and New Orleans, as cause for concerns over the technology.
The thing about it is, like, people always try to say, like, with these red light cameras and things, like, everything that violates the Fourth Amendment, oh, well, it can help protect people X amount of times. I just would be willing to bet that more times than it protects people, it puts innocent people in danger or hurts people that haven't actually hurt anyone else.
Absolutely. And why am I being accused of crimes before I've committed them? You know, it's like, oh, well, you might do something horrible, and thank God we took all these pictures from Facebook because now we can identify you.
Yeah, I'm skeptical that this is going to protect people. They were suggesting this would somehow protect people from being wrongly identified for having this database. It's likely going to snatch people up for all kinds of things, like being a teenager and having a can of beer in a party photo or something stupid like that. There's going to be a bunch of that stuff. But on the other hand, I don't think this is a privacy violation, because if you put your photo on Facebook and it's available publicly, then
as soon as they give it to the cops, it is.
No, the cops can scrape the Facebook just like anybody else.
No, they shouldn't be able to, because that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. That's what I'm saying.
No, you put a picture out there publicly, and your privacy has not been violated by somebody copying that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, when you upload photos to the system, you're telling it whether you want it to be public or not, right? Like, you can put a restriction on it, like, oh, only my
friends. But does that even matter, though? I'm sure they could still get those photos.
They could get them from Facebook. But they can't get... So, like, if they sent Facebook a warrant and said, we want to see all of Nikki's photos, regardless of whether they're private or not, then, of course, Facebook is going to hand them all over. But this is a way around having to do that, where they're just hiring this company to say, all right, give us every photo we can get without having to get a warrant, essentially. And that's what they've done here. We got more on the way about this, and you can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. I'm not in favor of it, but they probably can't stop it.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Police say a woman is in custody after entering Trump Tower in Chicago with a rifle. It was reported earlier that the situation appeared to be a domestic-related incident. There's been no reports of injuries. Parts of Missouri are reeling after a tornado tore through the state Wednesday and left at least 5 people dead. Governor Mike Parson noted the recovery process could take a while.
I think when you look at the devastation of this, it's going to be weeks upon months to be able to recover. It's a long journey ahead for the people that live here.
Parson added that he spoke to President Biden, who he said offered any needed services. The tornado struck rural areas about 100 miles south of St. Louis. Gas prices could spike in the next few days. Gas Buddy says OPEC's decision to cut production will cause gas prices to rise by 10 to 20 cents. The average price of a gallon of gas in the U.S. is $3.52. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We got time for you. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up absolutely anything you want. It's Ian, Nikki, and Bonnie here tonight. We're talking about a company calling itself AI something or other that has scraped Facebook, which it doesn't sound like they're doing anything AI related. I mean, scraping is an old technology that's been around as long as, you know, the web has existed.
So this is an AI company, so I don't know if they do other things as well, maybe?
Perhaps so.
Because that doesn't sound like a function that would need artificial intelligence, right? That's
right.
Just something that's programmable.
Sounds like a way that they train their AI, possibly. Scraping a whole bunch of information.
Yeah, that's a good point. They could take the data from the scraping and then train AI facial recognition or something like that. Facial recognition has been notoriously bad for a very long time. That's why it tends to not be implemented whenever it's tried, is because there's a high amount of negative matches, meaning that, you know, they will think that your face matches the face of a wanted criminal, and then they arrest you, and it turns out you're not the wanted criminal, you're just a person who looks kind of like that person, and then you have a lawsuit on your hands,
so
the department.
The iPhones have the facial recognition to unlock the phone, you can just put your face in front of it. And I heard from someone that their mother, she looks very similar to her mom, they're able to open each other's phones.
That's funny.
That
two different people.
Not different enough.
Yeah, not different enough.
So what else do we do you take away from this story here, Nikki? You've got this huge database that this company has made of all these photographs from Facebook. Whether or not they were acquired by breaking the Facebook terms of service, that's another question. Is Facebook suing the company? I haven't heard that yet. I don't know what kind of potential consequence this company is going to face, but they're selling these images or the data that they're gleaning from them.
If they didn't have to create an account with Facebook to do it, then wouldn't it not matter?
Then, yeah, then how are they violating the terms of service if they didn't create an account? That's another good question.
If they just are able to view it without creating one?
I'm wondering how they would be able to view it without an account, though.
I don't know. I know Facebook has locked that down more so over the years. It's harder. Like, I don't use Facebook, and I haven't for 5 years now, I think, six almost.
Yeah.
And but every now and then I'll see a link that somebody will share on social media.
Yeah, you have to log in, right?
Well, I can't because I don't have my account there. But it'll show me, like, a teaser page, and it won't show me the full thing unless I'm logged in. So I think there are there's some things you can see, but other things that are off limits.
Yeah. So the CEO told BBC that Clearview AI facial recognition database has been accessed by U.S. police nearly a million times since the company's founding in 2017.
Wow.
Though the relationships between law enforcement and Clearview AI remain murky in that a number could be could not be confirmed by Insider.
Well, if law enforcement is accessing their database a million times, imagine the kind of money these people are making. Because you don't, if you're doing a service for the legal profession, for lawyers or for courts or for police, you basically can charge anything you want to charge. So
I'll just be like, yep, write them in the check.
Because it's taxpayer money. They don't care what it costs to get these services. So they're probably making a ton of money.
Oh, absolutely. They're saying, the CEO continues to say, Clearview AI's database of publicly available images is lawfully collected, just like any other search engine like Google.
Yep, and I bet you they've had plenty of lawyers go over what their business plan is.
I mean, because this would be pretty risky to try to do this without making sure they weren't breaking the law.
You're going up against Facebook. They got more lawyers than you do, probably.
Even if you have the cops on your side, that doesn't always matter.
Yeah. That's interesting. So, yeah, that's probably why you're not hearing Facebook saying, we're going to sue these guys, because they know they can't.
Yeah, I don't think they are suing from what I see in this article.
Well, once again, I think the big takeaway here is for anybody that's on social media, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's our site, social.freetalklive.com, you should know, it should be obvious that anything you post publicly is subject to being copied, is subject to being used in a database, potentially against you, is subject to being input into an AI system. Bonnie, you and I, we've experimented with some of the graphical AIs that they have out there where you can generate images.
Yeah.
And I learned about how you could do it where you can train the AI on your own image, or in this case, the images of Coconut, who's the studio dog that we have here. We took like 20 images of Coconut, and we trained the AI generating image software on those 20 images. We assigned a certain word to Coconut. So you can't use the word coconut because it will come up with
coconuts.
It'll confuse him with coconuts. You'll end up with something really weird. So you had to give him like an unusual name that wouldn't already be in the database. And now we can basically just generate
images
of coconut.
You're like coconut on the beach. Yeah.
We could totally do that. And it just takes a few seconds.
So you're like, this is Coconut's tour through Europe. He's backpacking.
You can totally do that, too.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Coconut starring in a fashion show. Those are pretty great. And I sent it to our friends that work at the convenience store that love coconut. And one of them said when they first saw it, they're like, how did they get Coconut to do this? Like, walk on a runway.
Did you see the one with the AI image of the Pope wearing one of those poofy jackets?
No.
Like something you'd see like a rap star wearing or whatever.
No.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Somebody generated an image of the Pope wearing this poofy white jacket, and everybody bought it. Like, people thought
the Pope
was...
Because they look very convincing.
Yeah, it looked that good.
I keep having this thing pop up on my Facebook and my Twitter, which is the millionaires and world leaders at a gay strip club. It's like 30 different photos of like Donald Trump, Putin, Elon Musk, like all of these different world leaders and billionaires at a gay strip club.
And it looks real.
It doesn't look as real as some of the other ones. I think it's just so unbelievable.
That's really funny, the Pope picture. With him and his.
Yeah. So that Pope picture is hilarious, and it's a lot more believable than the gay strip club. The gay strip club one, you know, not only is it unbelievable, but their AI could use some tweaking. They could do better.
Well, like the best satire has to have an air of believability to it. It can't be completely out of the realm of the
possible. They gave Donald Trump a six-pack, and it's just calling shenanigans on that one.
Here's one of Donald Trump running from cops.
let's go to the phones here. David is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, David. David?
I got the... yeah, can you hear me?
Gotcha. Go ahead.
Tying in at least two of the things we were talking about, here's a real-life story that people can, if they listen to it, they can pull out some helpful information. So in Albuquerque a few years back, I'm driving down the road after dark, coldest night of the year, which means it's as cold here as it is in New Hampshire on a cold, cold night. And cop gets behind me, pulls me over, says his excuse is that he saw that I had a cracked windshield, which is not believable. The windshield was cracked, but he discovered it after he walked up on the vehicle.
Yeah, at nighttime, he's going to be able to see a cracked windshield? Sure.
Right. So that's the first thing, and that's Officer Shook. Officer Shook, how you doing, Officer Shook? And so he pulls me over and then does whatever he's doing, and I get out of the vehicle. And he notices that, and I hadn't had anything to drink, but he notices that I have an open container. And the open container that he found was a malt liquor can, and it was flat as not a pancake, but a piece of paper. You know how they look after you drive over them with a vehicle?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
And he said it had some liquid left in it because he took it up in a few drops.
And so what, did it fall out of the trash bag? Like you were, bringing it to the dump or whatever?
Earlier you were talking about picking up trash. Actually, I was out wandering around picking up trash after the wind blew, but because I'm in the habit of that, and I was in a grocery store parking lot, Albertson's on San Mateo and Montgomery, and I picked up after other people. You know how when you're in a grocery lot, parking lot or wherever you see flattened, or people, what they do is they drink in their car, and before they drive off, they set the can down and drive off with the can sitting where they were drinking it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, you're right. And then it got driven over, and what I did is I picked up after people, so I picked it up.
No good deed goes unpunished.
That's what you get for being, trying to do a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I picked it up, threw my floorboards, and was throw it in the proper container later. Well, Officer Shook found that, and he wrote me up for open container because he found that flattened can that apparently I drank. You know, I was drinking, and then I got out of the vehicle after I finished it, and drove over it to make it paper thin, and then put it back in my vehicle. So, and then they had the DWI specialist, Marissa. Marissa, I forget your last name, Marissa. Sorry about that, but everybody in Albuquerque will know Officer Marissa, whatever, the DUI specialist. She came and made me do the stupid human tricks. And I had a hip injury, and so she had me doing the one where you stand on one foot and lift the other one up, and then count to 40 or whatever it is. And I got to like 28 or 29, and I looked at her while I'm still holding my leg up, and after I stopped counting, and I said, I'm going to put my foot down now because my hip hurts. Mm. And then the second my foot went down, she cuffed me. Yeah. And then they didn't offer me any breathalyzer on the spot. They said, we're going to take you down to the station and do the breathalyzer there with their expensive one. They have, Yeah. And I go, okay, so when I get down there, if I blow a zero, you're going to let me go, right? And she said, yeah. And in the meantime, of course, when they take me away, they tow my vehicle, right?
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, so coldest night in Albuquerque. Oh, and by the way, when they towed my vehicle, they also towed my warm jacket. And they take me to the cop shop, and I blow in their specialized thing, not once, but twice. And both times I blow 0000000000. As many zeros as you want, that's how many I blew. Twice. On their, not their field breathalyzer, but the $10,000 breathalyzer. And then I said, okay, well, I blew zero. Now you're going to let me go, right? She goes, oh, well, we got to have the drug specialist guy come.
Oh, seriously?
Seriously.
And
this time it's like midnight, 1 a.m. So and his name is Gustavo. Hey, Gustavo. How you doing, Gustavo? And so Gustavo comes at 1 a.m. and he checks me out and he says to Officer Marissa, he says, he's not under the influence of anything. It's a medical condition. And so I go, okay, now you're going to let me go, right, Marissa? But in the meantime, I heard a discussion, Sergeant Daniel Carr, C-A-R-R, who, incidentally was, written up. He got in some trouble because he would go to Knockout's, Boogie Bar, downtown Albuquerque, and he had the hots for one of the strippers there. What he did, his little tactic, Daniel Carr, what he did is he arrested the stripper's girlfriend for DWI right outside the bar. And then he went to the stripper and he said, guess what, stripper, that I have the hots for? If I don't show up in court, everything will get dismissed. And he also offered to the stripper to follow her home from work in case she's been drinking
so
that nobody will pull her over. I wonder what's going to happen after he follows her home, mm-hmm. Officer Sergeant Daniel Carr.
Just to clarify, after all these stripper allegations came out about him, he still had his job and he was involved in your investigation?
I don't remember whether the stripper thing happened before
or after
I had contact with.
So what happened with Carr and you?
Pardon?
What happened with Carr and you in your situation?
Okay, so what I was about 15 feet away, sitting on the little bench after I had blown 000, and
right.
Gustavo came and said he's not under the influence of anything. And then I saw Daniel Carr lean over and talk about 6 inches away from the ear of Officer Marissa. And I heard what Daniel Carr said, plain as day. He said, I think send him to jail anyway so that the liability of releasing him into a cold night without his jacket and without his vehicle and 75 miles away from home, it's their liability, not ours.
So what happened?
So they sent me to jail. Wait a minute. Oh, and one more thing before since I almost forgot, is I was smart enough to be in the habit of when the second I see police lights behind me, I turn on all the different recorders that I have.
Yeah,
one of the recorders I had that was in my bag, it was an audio recorder in my bag that they took my little bag from me, like a man purse, mm-hmm. and they took that from me. And it had the recorder clandestinely inside of the bag that was on my person, which is perfectly legal. Mm-hmm. And when they took it from me into their possession, it was still recording everything they said.
Nice.
And then when they gave it back to me and they unpacked it to itemize everything to make sure that I couldn't claim that they stole anything, they saw the recorder was in the bag and it was running. The little red light was flashing. And Officer
Uh-oh.
Marissa looks at me and she says, is that running? And I said, yep. So they sent me to jail anyway, and then the jail released me a couple hours later, and I walked like 5 miles to the tow yard and paid the $200 and some to get my vehicle back, and we were good to go after that.
Issue for which you could possibly be arrested, you still, of course, had to pay the impound fee because, well, we can't just give you a voucher or something to apologize for getting this wrong. What happened with the recording, though? Did they delete the
recording device?
No. They handed it back to me. They apparently dared not risk tampering with evidence.
All right, that's good. Was there anything juicy on there that you reviewed later on that maybe you weren't?
No, because it was in the bag and the bag was behind the counter.
All
it would have heard is just banter in the cop shop.
All right, good story, David. Thanks for. Well, I mean, bad thing that happened to you, but
it's always good to share with each other. Like, let people hear what cops have done to people
other
because
people.
It's like
yeah.
So most people won't. I think most people won't ever have like a terrible experience with cops that'll change them and turn them into a libertarian. Yeah. But maybe the people that still have some empathy left will hear a story like that and be like, wow, maybe police aren't like good.
Yeah, maybe they're not out there to actually help you. Because, again, that was one example. And then we heard about the other lady who got arrested in her own home for being
drunk.
And
there's thousands of those examples.
Right. And most of them go unheard.
A lot of the times, like, people like David, like, it just keeps happening to them because he's just like a, you know.
He's a target.
He's a target.
He's a rabble-rouser.
And I've just got to assume that when he gets pulled over, he doesn't just, like, stay quiet.
Oh, good. No.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Well, I mean, you
doesn't
probably should
like
stay quiet. That's usually the best idea.
I'm just saying that that's not his personality type, so, like, he keeps saying, like, oh, and then they kept harassing me. I'm assuming he's probably telling them what for, which, like, good for him. He's not in the wrong.
Yeah.
But that's why it keeps happening to to people over and over again. And that's why, like, these people that live their whole lives and never get arrested because they're, you know, like,
Goody two shoes.
They don't ever end up in a situation where they would get targeted.
But even so, many people do end up getting, and more so now these days. I mean, we don't know what that lady's criminal history was in New Hampshire that got arrested inside her own home, but that's definitely something that could happen to somebody who's otherwise someone who thinks of themselves as a law-abiding citizen. She wasn't breaking any laws by drinking in her own house, but yet she got put in handcuffs and taken down to the station anyway. So you never really know. And the more laws they pass, the more likely these things are going to affect the average person. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
I just want to say that we're going to be getting $350 million to provide wild animal safe crossing streets through Santo Domingo Pueblo.
From where?
From the Pete Buttigieg, was it the transportation guy? He's here in New Mexico.
So the taxpayers are paying $350 million?
For wild animal crossings? How do the animals know that they should cross there?
Why do they?
Well, they have an elderly deer or elderly elk or tiger or something that's more experienced. And then when they go, they all follow the crossing. So, but the thing is, I wish they would do something for pedestrian fatalities. I mean, people getting killed in Albuquerque is not as important as, like, elks and mountain lions getting killed crossing the street.
That's what she meant by tigers. So I was like, does Sarah think tigers live in New Mexico?
So you're mad because the government's spending all kinds of money trying to protect animals, but people who should know how to look before they cross the street, they're the ones you want them to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on.
Do they not have crosswalks in New Mexico?
They're all drunk.
Don't we already have those?
The red light. They're
all drunk
by the rules. Well, the thing is that they want to spend the money to protect animals. They don't have any attention addressing 97 pedestrians being killed. I don't care about the money being spent.
How many animals have been killed?
Bringing it up.
Probably more.
A lot more, I bet. Yeah, I bet it's a lot more than 91 animals.
I just don't get how that animal passage thing is going
to
work.
Giving money to them do anything? Maybe
no,
it's like
going
to
build a bridge or something.
Oh, they're going to build a bridge.
Like a walk bridge, and they're supposed to be smart enough, like wide enough, where they would just cross over that. Because it's a migrant pass. It's like winter, and they...
Maybe they put pheromones up on the bridge or something to attract them up there. I don't
know. Interesting.
I don't know. But Sarah, the fact is, if you hit a large animal, moose, I don't know what they got down there, and bears. Do they have bears?
I'm sure they have, bears.
I mean, the person driving might die.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you hit some sort of big-ass animal, and you're driving fast, that thing's going to possibly kill you.
Yeah.
So if you're concerned with human life, Sarah, then you should probably be concerned with whether or not cars hit animals as well as humans.
Yeah,
or do you only care about the lives of people?
It's a migratory, the streets, the roads are going through the migratory. They go back and forth winter and summer, and then they just, the animals don't know anything. They just cross the street where they were going, so they're just going to put a bridge over it, or they're going to do something to it.
Mm.
But I just wish that they could include human beings as a thought about pedestrian, fatality.
She doesn't even understand what you said.
Human beings should have the thought process to be able to look both ways before they cross the road. I know sometimes maybe if a drunk driver like swerves off the road and hits somebody on walking on a sidewalk, that's terrible, but I'm assuming that doesn't happen
every single day. And the driver are drunk, so drunk that they live in New Mexico and haven't moved away, then...
Some things are meant to be. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Divine intervention.
Since we were talking about AI, I got a quickie here that was in the news a few days ago. Elon Musk, apparently, and other purported experts on artificial intelligence have signed a statement calling for a six-month pause in developing systems that are more powerful than OpenAI's recently launched GPT-4, which is the upgrade to ChatGPT-3, which had been very popular for some time. Now there's a fourth version. You can only access it if you're a paid user of the ChatGPT system. I have not tried it, therefore, because I'm not willing to pay for it. But earlier this month, Microsoft-backed OpenAI unveiled the fourth iteration of GPT, which stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer AI program, which has wowed users by engaging them in human-like conversation, composing songs, and summarizing lengthy documents. Quote, powerful AI systems should be developed only once we are confident that their effects will be positive and their risks will be manageable, said the letter issued by the Future of Life Institute. So they're saying that this is going too fast, that the development of artificial intelligence is at a clip that is dangerous, potentially dangerous, they believe, and there needs to be a six-month pause.
I just don't understand what the six-month pause would help. You know what I mean?
I don't either.
Like, if it's dangerous, well, maybe that's it. Maybe they want to pass legislation. They want a little bit of buffer to be able to pass laws. I don't...
A pause, they say, is a good idea, but the letter's vague and doesn't take the regulatory problems seriously. OpenAI didn't immediately respond to a request for comment, which urged the pause until shared safety protocols were developed, independent experts, and called on developers to work with policymakers on governance.
Policy.
Yeah, they are talking about making regulations, and I hope that the AI people ignore this, and I hope that they just push on ahead with this stuff, because it doesn't matter if you pause it in the United States or whatever. Somebody somewhere is going to be continuing work on this. So
yeah, but the government hates the idea of America being ahead on any new technology. They want to destroy cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and destroy OpenAI.
Yeah, I think the more open source we can go as far as AI, the better. And we're starting to see some open source chatbots and some open source image generation. And the fewer controls, I think, the better off. We don't want all this in the hands of mega corporations. And that's what they're trying to make happen. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.